Hello and welcome to On the Rag. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Molly.
And we're the Sherman Sisters. This is our first video recording.
So if we don't know our
angles.
Our angles or our eye lines.
I can be your devil.
Or your ankle.
Forgive us. We're just girls.
I'm going to try to look at Lindsay, but
yeah.
Like Narcissus in the pond.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes I'm going to want to, you know, give you a little gym helper. Like,
well, you do a killer wink, I feel.
Thank you.
I've never learned to do it, but that's something that, like,
it's not a hard thing to do.
I just feel like that didn't work.
It's not really.
See, it's not it. Yeah.
But have you tried the other eye? That was better.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys couldn't see it, but that's okay. This week, I once again drew the short straw, and I have an In Touch weekly. Can you see it? Which sucks because it's just not as good as Us Weekly. And, you know, I was brave. I was a very brave little girl and I pioneered and nevertheless
you
persisted.
It.
Yeah. You know, I actually skipped so many pages. Usually when Us Weekly, it's like almost every page has something on it. And this
because
one,
it's
I was like,
gorgeous.
I was like, I don't care about this. I don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
I got to say though, at least it's not people.
At least it's not people.
Nothing sucks worse than People magazine.
Yeah, they lean too far into the, you know, like, human interest angles. And, like, this one does that, too, in, like, they'll do, like, the house tours. And this week's house tour, it's very, who?
The house tours are quite long as
yeah,
well.
It's, like, this one's actually kind of short. It's, like, two spreads, because I think they were, like, this is not it. But this week's cover is baby dilemmas of one sort or another. So we have Ashton Kutcher, we have Brad and Jen, we have Julia and Danny, and then of course we also have Bruce Willis gets engaged, the Olsen twins get slimed, and then something about some guy from The Apprentice. I literally was like, we're not going there.
I remember Troy.
I don't remember Troy.
Well, I don't know if... Did you not engage in The Apprentice at all at home?
You know, I think I watched one season with y'all, with you and Mom and Dad.
Dynamite program. I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I truly feel if The Apprentice was not as good as it was, we would have never had a President Trump.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It was so good.
So in this one, they did have, like, a spread that was... And I didn't annotate it because I was like... Other than one thing on the page, I was like, this is so stupid. It was like best moments from The Apprentice, whatever season it was. It was the one with Omarosa. And one of the moments was that one of the other contestants said to Omarosa, that's like the pot calling the kettle black. And Omarosa was like, you're racist for saying that. So
that... I don't, like, ungenerous isn't even the right word for that reason. God love her. That's amazing.
She's good TV, though. She was born to be on TV.
God. Yeah. Well, yeah. She was on House of Villains. Jax Taylor were on the same program.
I haven't watched this program, but now my curiosity is...
It's tempting, isn't it? New York was on it as well. I would not call New York a villain, because I don't think that VH1 would have had... The renaissance that it had without New York.
She's actually their hero.
She's my hero.
They're both my hero. You sent me a TikTok earlier.
They're talking... She called Pumpkin a walking lymphedema. She hasn't changed one bit. This world went through so many social changes, and she said, I'll sit this out.
I'll come back when you guys are ready to be mean again.
And she was there for us.
Is she a Sagittarius? Have we looked this up?
Can you look it up now?
She really seems like one to me.
God, she does, doesn't she?
She really, really does.
She's a fire sign for sure. Or a Cancer.
Tiffany, what's
because
her
I
last?
Do... Pollard.
Pollard.
I do feel that Cancers have it in them. Like, amazing capacity for cruelty that is not frequently shown.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
That's okay. Why half the cast of VPR is Cancers.
I wish... No, she's a Capricorn.
Okay.
Well, color me surprised.
Okay. All right.
Well, all right.
Congratulations, Ingrid.
You win. Okay, so yeah, as I said, this week's cover stories are kind of stupid. So when the time comes to get into those, it's going to be real quick and breezy.
Exercise some economy.
But as always, the miscellany is really where these tabloids shine. Mm-hmm. And they just sort of don't put things in any rhyme or reason. There's no thematic organization to any of these.
Do you feel that you would thrive in that newsroom?
No. I don't think I would. Well, I don't know. I think I might thrive as one of the girls that does, like, the, like, evergreen stories. Like, this one has, like, most eligible bachelors, and it's kind of, like, low stakes. Like, you can develop that for 3 to 4 weeks because you've got time. The ones that are a little more timely, I'm like, these
unfolding stories. You wouldn't have to squeeze out 200 words on Bruce Willis. No, I do think that the listicles of, like, 10 best beefs.
Yeah.
That's a story I could sink my teeth into.
We got a beefs in this one. A girls are fighting.
There's always a girls are fighting segment.
Yeah, this one's only just one spread, but it's a good one.
No, they are good at that.
They're good at beefs. But, okay, so as is the case for most of 2004, the number one song this week was by Usher. But the number one movie, we moved quickly on from Passion of the Christ to Kill Bill Volume 2.
I love this beautiful country.
An excellent film.
We went Hellboy, Le Passio de Cristo.
And then right on back to Kill It.
Kill Bill.
Yeah.
We will take a 1 week break from...
Our bloodlust.
I was going to say...
No,
no.
<wasn't> even.
No.
Like, actually,
we will do
make it religious.
Religious bloodlust this week.
Yeah.
Boy, we came up in that bitch mad as hell still. From 9/11, we were still so mad.
Yeah.
Everything was like... Rap-a-pa-pow.
Yeah. Like Kill Bill.
I still think my nervous system is wired towards that.
Towards, like...
American bloodlust.
Yeah. Like, I want to fight.
Yeah, because 9/11 happened at, like, the beginning crest of my puberty.
Yeah. That was pretty... It was pretty a spunky time.
Gen Z will never understand.
No, they shan't. Anyways, as is our custom, bitch, I would like to ask you a very important question, which is... In the world is in that bag. What you got in that bag? What you got in your bag this week?
Thank you for asking. This is my first week freeballing this. I don't have it written
down. You don't have notes.
Because my phone is being used as a production tool.
Oh, I see.
A little behind the scenes, little BTS there.
Mm-hmm.
But I am prepared with answers.
Okay, I'm ready to hear.
First one is New Bottega by Azealia Banks.
Girl. I love that song.
The intro goes hard as hell because she's always does that.
Yeah.
But my favorite is when she just puts on the little accent.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I love her.
I gotta memorize it because she just basically fires off like 12 designer names in a row. And yeah. I'm gonna get the order all wrong.
Yeah. But she's like Balenciaga, da 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 da. Oh, yeah, like the little bridge.
God, she's fun.
It's, you know what I love is the TikTok audio of her when she was on, was it the Breakfast Club? And they were like, so I heard that you make music for gay guys. And she goes, yeah. So what now?
She does. And for Heartland gays, I would say, too. Like, the kind that are... When I think of the Azealia Banks fan, it's, like, high school.
Right.
Theater kid. Let me say something that's going to knock the wind out of the room.
I have to tell you, 212's 12-year-old song, I still feel like 12? I could kick a door in.
No, it activates something. A genetic sequence in me.
Yeah.
That is animalistic
in nature.
I love that. And I love to see her and Lana coming right on back.
Mm-hmm.
Lana looking good.
Lana's looking so good.
The thing is that woman has never not looked good.
Correct.
Like,
yeah.
Her homegrown Thickums era, hot.
Hot. Waffle House era, hot.
She's, like, kind of returned back to the original Lana look, but, like, now there's, like, you know...
Now she's in her 30s, so it's even hotter.
What is what is that old country song that you always talk about, a little dust on the bottle?
Yeah, there might be a little dust on the bottle.
There's a little dust on the bottle. Yeah. She's like, you know, she's our age.
Yeah.
Our age.
My age. Yeah.
Is she your age?
Yeah, she's my age.
I think Azealia Banks is actually my age.
Chaos.
I think it's 1991 that you
feel. Azealia is, in fact, a Gemini. A Gemini. Yeah.
Lana Cancer?
She is, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Those two were always going to be. That was always in the cards.
Yeah.
Happy to see them back. Happy to see No Doubt back.
Oh, No Doubt is back?
No Doubt played at Coachella.
Oh, that's great.
Tragic Honestly, Kingdom turns 30 next year, so I'm wondering if they'll do a tour. But
2004 we'll was, you know, Gwen's solo era.
She was
and
killing
she was
it.
Absolutely slaying.
Slaying. Anyway, New Bottega.
Okay, good one.
Second thing in my bag. Gonna juke on you real quick. A structured koozie.
Okay.
You know, most koozies that you get that would go in a drawer, they're very, like, fold them flat.
Yeah, for sure.
Very thin. To me, it's indicative of austerity.
Yeah.
And I have one stand-up straight turgid koozie.
That, like the thick foam kind?
Oh, yeah. From, I like, the 80s style. I got it from the natural, sorry, National Museum of Funeral History you took me to in high school. I use it every day for my Diet Cokes.
That is such a preferable, by the way, that material is how I prefer my yoga mats to be as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thick. That squishy, thick kind.
A merch resurgence, mm-hmm. especially in this like kind of Americana, Texana sort of thing, of mm-hmm. people selling Thickums koozies. Now, thanks to Biden inflation, they'll probably be $10 to $12.
But you'll use them for 45 years.
That, hello?
Amortized that part.
I use it every day for my thick Diet Coke. I pick my daughter up.
you can't put it in the cup holder, though, can you?
Well, I can.
Oh, you got a truck.
Pickup truck, baby. Pardon. The final thing in my bag mm-hmm. is the JoJo Siwa press cycle. It's a big bag. This girl...
I'm living, girl.
This girl got me listening to Call Her Daddy for the first time in my life.
Really?
You know what? I'm going to give something to that girl. She's actually a pretty good interviewer.
Okay, I've never engaged with the content.
I also could... It's the same thing with the title is what I would say my problem with Vanderpump Rules was for many years, which is like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Right. Is it like, give her father a call? Or right. is it like... winky dinky, like, call her daddy. She's in charge. I'm a rich man mom kind of
right.
thing. I don't know.
Right.
But this girl interviewed JoJo Siwa.
Oh, is this when she said bust a nut?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even halfway through with the interview.
Oh, no.
She clarified a few things, like the tattoos of her future children. Those were fake.
Okay.
And it was a little winky with the thing. Most of her tattoos are fake, actually.
Wait, they're, like, not real tattoos?
Yeah, she's, like, doing, like temporaries, like, nice temporaries.
Okay, is it that... There was that brand...
She's pretending to be Jeep Flip, basically,
well,
right now.
Yeah, for sure. But there was that brand that was, like, supposed to be... They faded after 2 years, and I've seen, like, a handful of TikToks where people were, like, so... thinking that it would go away after 2 years, I got a really stupid tattoo, and a very big one, and it's been 3 years, and it still looks like this, and it's, like, still there. So I hope that's what's happening to JoJo.
That would be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that's cowardly behavior, because I'm a big believer in just get the tattoo.
Just get a damn tattoo.
Just get the damn tattoo.
You only live once. I mean, you probably don't, but...
Unless you have, like...
in this body.
Right. Right. Unless you have, like... religious, you're Orthodox Jewish, whatever.
Right.
Religious reasons to not do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Just get it.
It's fun. None of mine are really up and dumb.
No.
Really?
Up and dumb.
But I'm going to get there. Let me tell you something. One of my closest friends got knuckle tats that say Diet Coke.
I'm so jealous. I want I've them never so, so bad. Bad. Except that I do think I would be concerned that if you saw just the hand that says Coke, people would think that I meant booger sugar and not...
I hadn't thought about that.
But,
well, and I think that she got the O is a star.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. It could look like cake.
It's so cool, though.
It is so cool. She just did it. She felt like it.
God, good for her.
I know. There's a point when you have, I think, honestly, for some people, it's they go to 0 to 100. But, like, once you just sort of embrace that, it's all for laughs.
Right.
Like, you can do whatever. You know, it's like the Kara Cunningham TikTok I sent you.
Oh, my. No, I sent it to you.
You sent it to me?
Yes. And then we both reposted it.
Is that so?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I thought so. Well, whatever.
Maybe. Okay.
It hit us around the same time. And
right.
Like a rock.
Because it's so both of our philosophy. Yeah. Which is like, you know what? None of the, it's all pretty silly. The thing is, what did she say? It was like,
she said,
there's nothing to get.
Yeah, once you realize that there's nothing to get. Everything is silly, and if it isn't silly, it's really sad, and there's not usually much you can do about it. So you can choose to be... What does she say?
I don't...
You can choose to be something or be amiss.
With the... She... God, the...
You can be miserable or be amiss.
Be miserable or be amiss. And then also someone was like, I'm disappointed in you for not using neo-pronouns. And she was like, I eat corn casserole. I don't know what y'all are talking about half the time.
Did you see she made one that was like her eating a bacon, egg, and cheese from the gas station? And like the last 20 seconds is just like on a loop of her taking the same bite.
No, never mind. I did not see this one. The thing is that Kara Cunningham has understood
she
the internet.
She raised us, actually.
Yes. And I have to tell you, a point of pride for me is that I was a fan prior to Leave Britney Alone.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That's good to
so
know.
So, the Leave Britney
I
Alone...
I think I jumped the train on the Britney.
And nothing could have surprised me less when that happened.
Yeah.
My friend in high school, Ashley, used to send me Kara videos, and we would just laugh about it. She had one where she was like, eat my good old cornhole. And eat it good. She said it. It was always, like, so satisfying in the ear. Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my bag. What about you?
Fabulous. Okay, mine's a little bit more traditional of a bag this week. I should have gone more conceptual.
Well, they cannot be thick koozies.
Well, I mean, like, JoJo Siwa's press cycle. Incredible.
Thank you.
My first one is Vampire Weekend's new album. We're back,
baby.
Oh,
is it out?
Yeah. They, you know, took a little interesting detour into some sort of jam band territory with their previous album, and I was like...
I didn't hate it. But I used to listen to it on hikes with a gummy.
Yeah. And it was like their first album without Rostam, right? I think it was their first.
Is that the case?
I think it was their first full one. Because he left after Modern Vampires of the City, right?
That was supposed to be like a trilogy album thing, right?
This one feels a lot more like Modern Vampires, which is my favorite album of theirs. So I'm into it. And Parker got us tickets.
Hey!
We're going to see them in October.
Wait. Isn't someone cool opening for them?
Probably. And I can't remember who. I do think it was somebody cool. But yeah, I'm really digging it. I also saw a TikTok where, it was them playing A-Punk at their Eclipse show.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the comments and God bless, people got it. They were like, POV, you just turned your car on. And I was like, yes.
No one, the feeling of
the people that get it.
In just the like most pissy mood of all time.
Turning the car on and over, like, jeez, Louise.
May I catch one crumb of a break?
Yeah, because, like, if you're in the mood for it, name a better song. But if you're not, name a worse song. It's very divisive for me.
Cape Cod Quasa Quasa.
It's Cape Cod Quasa Quasa for me. That's my all-timer.
That's that song.
Feels like being 23 again, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing in my bag is I finally watched Dune. And it rules.
Did I tell you too is on Plex?
Yeah, hell yeah. And we're going to watch it ASAP. Yeah,
good.
So, basically, my oldest was at Girl Scout camp, which usually, like, on Friday nights, we'll, like, start the first half of a movie, and then, but we can't start until, like, 8:30. And then we're like, it's 9:45. I'm pretty wiped. I'm pretty bushed. So, we got to get started earlier because we only had our youngest to put to bed, and she goes to bed so freaking early. So, we had just, like, way too much Italian food, and I had a gummy or two.
Did you get 50, babe?
No. I think I was like at 37.5 delta 8.
Yeah, that's right.
It was good, and I loved it. I felt very inspired by all the like visual references.
Do you love the Bene Gesserits?
There were not enough of them for me in this film.
There's a few more in two.
Okay, I thought they were so cool, and I was like, tell me more about them.
The thing that you don't... So, in the... you get a lot more from the novel in the David Lynch one.
Yeah.
But, like, the names are so thinly veiled references to actual religious traditions. Like,
yeah.
Bene Gesserit is like, okay, Jesuits.
You're right.
Got it. But, also, the emperor's name is Shaddam.
Oh, no. But Shaddam. When was Dune written? Was it, like, before
70s.
Saddam? 70s. Okay, yeah, so it would have been before Saddam Hussein's time, right? Or no? But it's just supposed to sound sort of...
Well, the whole thing is supposed to... I mean, it's like an oil wars kind of
right,
thing.
Right, exactly, yeah.
God, I don't know.
It was very cool, though. I really dug the set design.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Very cool. And, honestly, the girly pop playing Timmy's mom...
Rebecca Ferguson.
Gorgeous. I've not seen her in anything else, but I was like...
Is that so?
Yeah, I like looked up her IMDb and I was like, I don't know this girl.
You didn't watch Silo?
No, I didn't.
She was also in Dr. Sleep.
Never watched that.
Girl, she's a serve.
I'm a Rebecca Ferguson fan. She looks to be, and I don't know whether she is, but she looks to be about my age. And so I was like, I love to see like somebody that's like... Like, in her late 30s, early 40s, playing, like, a mom of a teenager. Because I'm like, that's actually true. I feel like in most TV shows, like, teenage moms or teenager moms are like, well, I'm 65. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Did you, Easy A comes to mind, if I'm being honest. Okay. Patty Clarkson.
Now, they were supposed to be old parents.
Were they? Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
It was her and Stanley Tucci.
Yes.
Name a better pair.
That was a pretty hot pairing. What was I going to say? Rebecca Ferguson. There was a Who Weekly episode where they talked about her interview where she talked about getting yelled at.
Uh-huh.
And it was likely...
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Yes.
But they did narrow it down that, gosh, it wasn't like Warwick Davis, maybe, some famous guy's kid, and they were like, kids can yell.
It's true.
Kids can yell.
Kids famously can yell.
But yeah, it was probably Hugh Grant who yelled at her.
Yeah.
And you've seen, okay, she's in Florence Foster Jenkins.
I've still never seen Florence Foster Jenkins.
Lindsay, I thought we covered it for our former podcast.
I don't believe we did. I think we kept talking about it.
No,
and I never
that can't
watched
be true.
It.
You've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Lindsay. The one where Meryl Streep be singing,
yeah,
and
no,
it's bad.
I think. Well, you know, maybe we did. Maybe we did watch it.
You would remember.
I feel like the thing that I remember about it was maybe like the composers. Like I remember being like, "Where do I know that guy from?" But I actually think I just didn't finish it. I think that's what it was. I started it one night and didn't have time to finish. Should I go back and finish? Is it great?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. We'll watch it.
Yeah, dude. Like,
honestly.
Are you kidding me?
I probably didn't want to watch too closely because there, but for the grace of God.
Okay.
You know?
No, I get that. Listen, I think that's why I'm sort of shocked because it feels like.
Me?
No, I would just count her among one of my galactics.
Oh, fair. Okay.
Like Ridge DeLulu woman who made held people captive to her singing.
That's famously my type.
Yeah.
That's where I'm headed. That's
yeah.
why I've watched We Crashed twice. Because
I might watch that again.
Girl, and
I was happy for them. I was watching that and I was happy for them.
Like,
why shouldn't they? And why shouldn't they? They dreamed big. Move fast and break things.
Yeah, I just, and I also just love the way she dressed and like her long hair.
You'll never deprogram the rooting for rich pretty girls out of me. You
no.
never will.
Never. Third thing in my bag is In Cold Blood.
Oh, I'm so glad you're listening,
okay.
right?
Yes, and
the audio's really good on that one.
Shockingly, like, I'm blowing through it at an unbelievable clip.
It's an incredible book.
I have been on the wait list for it at the library for forever, and then yesterday I got one of those, like, it's your lucky day, like, you get a 1 week borrow of it if you grab it really quickly, but we won't take you off the hold list in case you don't finish it in those 7 days. And I was like,
I knew the library worked like that.
Yeah, every once in a while, it'll have, like, a little shamrock, and it'll say, it's your lucky day. And so I was like, okay, it's 14 hours for seven days. Like, that's like, okay, 2 hours a day of listening. I could probably get through it before. I got it yesterday. I'm almost
no,
finished
it's,
with it.
Well, it's like, what, 8 hours too, right?
No, it's 14.
14.
But I also listen at 1.5 speed. And mm-hmm. then also, it's like, there's not really like short chapters. There's just four sections.
Mm-hmm.
And they're each like 3 hours long. And so I'll be like, oh, well, I mean, I'm almost finished with this section. Let me just... So now I'm, like, so close to the... It wow.
treads.
Wow. And I'm not really into, like, true crime as such, but this is just
more
so,
character
like,
study.
It's a character study. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's so good.
And it's, I think, having seen Capote...
Yeah.
You kind of go on the journey of him, you know, being a little bit of a coastal elite and thinking
yeah.
that these are, like... Kind of like a Noble Savage thing with
yeah.
like
well, maybe he grew up in New Orleans.
He did.
You know?
He did. But yeah, like you see,
but he gets like the folksy. Like I just too think there's like a certain sensibility, and like I've known a handful of people in my life like this, where it's like just I love people that just are super well observed, and mm-hmm. they just pick up on like people's like speech tics or whatever, because mm-hmm. it's like that really does like. Make me feel like I get a better, and even like side characters get that level of detail in
yeah.
this book. Like, man, and I was actually expecting there to be more self-insert because the book or the movie Capote was, you know, mm-hmm. is that thunder outside. Do you hear this?
I do, and I thought
spooky.
My first assumption was all my neighbors are moving the trash out at once.
Oh, is it trash night for you?
It sure isn't.
Okay, so it must
yeah,
be actually.
So it must be a thunder.
Oh, great! That's great, fantastic.
Well,
okay, well, awesome. Anyway, sorry for the disturbance there, but yeah, I'm loving it. And it's
I haven't encountered the grandpa character yet, though.
Okay, I haven't either. So yeah, some family lore is that our grandfather claims that he was. Mentioned or somebody that is like him was mentioned in the book because he claims that he actually hitchhiked with Dick Hickok and Perry Smith before the murders or after
the story that I had heard was before that they were talking about how they were going to go to this man's house in Kansas and hit it up.
Yeah. So, who knows? And our grandfather
there's something
lying.
Him?
Odds are really good he was lying.
But the conflating and confusing part about that is that those dudes have a vibe of Grandpa.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
With the exception that Grandpa actually was very well read and very well written and educated and all that.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But
blah, blah, blah. He had criminal blood. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, well, I guess let's get to it.
Please.
First things first. The cover stories. We'll go there.
I thought you were going to jump straight to a Colin Firth story.
No, no, no. I wish he was in here, girl.
You know what? Yeah, he's so below mention in these kinds of things. He's not out
doing He's above mention. How dare you?
You're right.
He was just enjoying his beautiful Umbrian farmhouse.
Like, he was not going to be at...
No.
Like, watching the Pussycat Dolls.
No. No.
Where did they perform again? Is it the Poison Club? I thought the Poison Club was closed by the 90s. Where were they performing in the 2000s?
Great question. I have no idea. So the first cover story is actually... They folded in... basically the whole front cover of, like, various celebrities having wanting to have babies. And the main thing is, like, you know, will Demi and Ashton's baby dilemma tear them apart? Here's the beautiful
boy
couple.
If he doesn't look like Shane from the L Word there.
He really did. He actually looked sort of like, if I gave you $5,000 to grow a beard in a week, could you do it? And I bet he couldn't.
No way.
So... really, ultimately, this is just a bunch of pablum, and I'm certain that none of it is based on reality at all. But the general argument is that she's 41, he's 26, she's had 3 kids, she's like, I'm done, baby factory's closed, and he's like, but wait, what if I want kids of my own?
That seems entirely plausible.
And definitely probably a discussion that was had, given that he did go on to have children of his own. But the main thing that I wanted to call... everyone's attention to, and the fact that I have not been filled in on this piece of Demi history by any other publication up to this point is shocking to me.
So In Touch did a good thing?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a good thing, but they did inform me. Okay, so they have this little, on the bottom, what Ashton was up to when Demi blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, you can see the different ages. Like, there she is when she's, like, a hot mom, and that's him, like, as a teenager or whatever. But there's a picture of her. It says, Ashton was still teething in 1980 when 15 years older. Oh, sorry. I thought it said 15-year-old. 15 years older, Demi wed musician Freddie Moore. Oh, but she still would have been 16 years old. She was a teenager when she got married for the first time.
To Freddie Moore?
Musician Freddie Moore.
So, okay. This always fascinated me when actresses just sort of keep the same.
Like Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, and like... does anyone know Freddie Moore? Does anyone know...
no, I've never seen this man in my life.
Senor Sarandon? Like, I don't know,
like,
that man.
She was, what, like, 16 years old when she got married? Like,
it's
what
disgusting, dog. Where did she grow up? California? Hollywood?
I thought she was from Idaho.
Well, she owns a home in Idaho.
Well, I know that, but I thought maybe that's why she bought a house there. But, okay, let me just do a little... I love when I do on-the-fly research that I couldn't be bothered to do beforehand.
Well, that's why we have this... the machine.
So she was born in 1978, and her first marriage was in what year? No, I don't want to care about Ashton Kutcher. Get out of here.
That would have been like what?
1980. So she was actually, did I say she was, so she was 22. Wait, did I say she was born in 1968?
Girl,
there's no
time. Math.
1962. She was 18 years old. Okay. So she was 18 when she married this guy, which is... crazy.
Then why was Ashton teething at 3?
He wasn't. They made that up. They just made it up. They showed a baby picture of him.
Oh my god, what a journey. They never thought one person, like, would think about this deeply, let alone two.
like not masterful.
Still teething Ashton? My ass.
The picture that they show of him, he is like truly, well, hold on, sorry. He is truly a baby. And then it says 15 years older, but like, I was in a hurry when I looked at this earlier and I was like, 15 years old.
Your Honor, I was in a hurry. You literally put excuse I in all caps on here because a woman dared to get married at 18. Where is she from?
And then the next page is just sort of, you know, Hollywood's big baby questions. It's Jen and Brad, which is such well-trodden territory. We really don't even need to go there.
Part of me feels like we deserve a whole episode about it so we can just put it to rest and never have to talk about it again.
But what's crazy is this is... Mr. and Mrs. Smith has come up so far twice in this issue. But this is when Jen and Brad were still ostensibly hot and heavy, still very happily in love.
I remember watching that movie in the theater.
And they're like, disgusting.
Divorce is an abomination.
Marriage is for life.
But watching it and be like, well, they got it. They do got it. Like, it's unfortunate. People can really look the other way if you got it.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't look the other way.
Not me. Not me, though.
We've got Julia and Danny, another couple that began in sort of questionable circumstances.
Yeah.
But she was 36 and he was 35, and they were hoping to get pregnant with their first. And then some bitch in her life fed to the Paps that they had been trying and had not had any success yet. And I was like, well, that seems like very private and maybe something that...
Imagine being that disgusting of a friend.
Right. Like, I'm going to go on background with some in-touch reporter.
The bills have to be so far past due.
For you to have that little integrity.
Right.
Or, alternately, the people working at in-touch are just making shit up. Again. According to a source, my beautiful mind.
A dream I had at 4 a.m.
Included on this page, though, was a pretty significant age gap couple, Heath Ledger and Naomi Watts.
Hot.
They were hot.
It's hot when the woman is older. And he was, the other way, unforgivable.
He was 25. She was 35. Yeah. So
I won't tarry long on TikTok stories when we're trying to discuss something 20 years prior, but I did send Lindsay an account last night. I'll find it.
Oh my god.
Were you not scandalized? I sent it to a few people, Allison being one, because I was like, guess who up and going to be into this? This girl's account, she's a beautiful young thing, and I cannot gauge how old she is.
I would
Someone said 40, someone said 22.
I could believe either. She's certainly a lot younger than her man.
She, okay, so it's a get ready with me. This girl's hair is fried, dyed, laid to the side.
It's
on its last leg.
I was having to trust the process.
She said, honestly, damaged hair is better because it holds a curl better. I was like, we tell ourselves stories in order to live.
It's so important.
That was shocking.
No, it was first shocking. Of all. So her shocking, husband honey. Is a terrifying, bloated, elderly gentleman, and she referred to being contractually obligated to go out in public with him twice a week. She's like, I'm actually an introvert, but according to the contract I have with my husband, also, I don't think she has any girlfriends.
I don't think she has any friends, period.
I watched several, like, videos of her.
Honey, the depths that I dove to.
Oh, so
if you had to guess,
sad.
Do you know what state they live in of all these great states?
Oh, God, probably somewhere depressing, like Minnesota.
Nevada.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Lawless.
Well, I guess I've got enough calls for her to have a contract.
She's a sugar baby. Well, and I also, like, one of the related searches was her husband's name, which I want to say was, like, something Sharif.
Yeah.
And he had a judgment against him because he was like kind of like the silent owner of like 20 scammy body shops.
Yeah, of course.
In Nevada that were like basically writing up bills for services not needed.
Yeah.
All this stuff. I mean, yeah, you like bet. A body shop, period. But like, yeah. I mean, they're get ready with me. He's wearing like skinny jeans with distressed knees. This man is fully in his 60s.
It's sort of like Guy Fieri loud type shirts. Like, or like Ed Hardy type.
Hard Rock Nick.
Yeah.
You seen that guy?
Yes. Gross.
There are some people God creates.
For the internet.
I swear just for me.
Mwah. Just for you.
And what is the verse? Is the sparrow does not worry.
Right. Something like that.
I don't need to know the words to know the spirit. Because one thing I know is that God...
I know my words, but I know my heart. As Matt Rogers says.
Oh, I've got to play for you.
Oh, yeah, the this. Nolan Ryan ad from Les Culture.
And I'm curious to hear, if you're a Les Culturistas listener, if this is just regional,
mm-hmm.
or if everyone is getting this ad, but at the top of the Cowboy Carter episode, which I did not finish because love y'all, tedious. there is an ad for, I want to say, like, a cooling system.
Yeah, is, okay, I do feel like I've heard this.
It's read by the ancient Nolan Ryan. And he's like, get it handled. It's Texas summer's coming, and boy, we're not
and
ready.
And it's like, if he knew what that was attached to.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Two homosexuals walking poetic on Beyonce for a full 90 minutes.
For sure. The other cover story is, like, honestly so stupid I can barely believe it. It is about the Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah, how did that make front page?
Great question. And they've got four photos of the Olsen twins being slimed.
Is that J-Lo?
No, actually.
On the far left here.
Oh, yeah, J-Lo. I thought you were asking if it was J-Lo, and I was like, no.
I won't pretend to know what slime is.
Yeah, they said they actually
of.
Don't have answers for you about what slime is. They said it's a proprietary.
They knew what I was going to ask.
What is slime? We use a special Nickelodeon powder, water, and green dye, says a Nickelodeon rep.
Well, I do think collagen is in it.
Certainly.
I do think there's some cow hoof involved.
No question.
Because there is a viscosity to it. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, J-Lo is on the opposite page wearing a classic 2004 sequin bolero.
Like the platonic ideal of a J-Lo outfit.
Oh, yeah. And it says, Jen's back, but she dodged the slime. And I said, I'm sure.
You think that, I bet she wouldn't show up if there was a chance.
Not a damn chance.
Of her getting a little bit of splashback from the slime.
Not a damn chance. Okay. Final cover story is Bruce Willis got engaged at his really big old age of, he was 49 actually, so that's not even that crazy.
He's a good looking man.
His, affianced at the time was, 26 years old.
I can't even, fault him for that.
He and Demi both said, I'm tired of being with someone that's age appropriate. time to get crazy.
Enough of deep connection.
Yeah.
It's time for me to have a sex idiot.
And, like, Brooke, his fiance, Brooke Burns.
And then she had to have, like, the most millennial name.
Brooke Burns.
Yeah. It underscores the age difference.
Oh,
because,
for sure.
Like, you don't hear
that's a young name.
There's no
Shields, but I guess she was only in her 30s at this time.
Yes, yeah. But there are no millennial Bruces.
No.
And there's, like, no Gen X or Boomer Brooks.
For sure. No question. But her previous ex was the disgusting Stephen Bing.
We did talk about this once,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Stephen Bing famously was terrible to our girl Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah. He seems to me like somebody who's probably done nefarious deeds. Was he on the Epstein Island list? Because it seems like he would be.
I actually feel like there's a non-zero chance of that.
Yeah.
And I want to say I might have looked that up.
He seems like
the
exactly
way that he
the type.
Behaved
yes. Yeah.
To Elizabeth.
I've never met this man, but I know enough.
And I don't really know Elizabeth Hurley.
But I know enough to know that she's pretty.
She's pretty, and she was on Watch What Happened Live. Watch
exactly.
What Happened Live.
But anyways, they got engaged in Paris. They'd spent 2 weeks together there, and then on the final night, he proposed in their car. He had the driver, like, get out of the car in front of the hotel, and he was like, give us some privacy, and proposed there. And I was like, Bruce.
How much harmonica do you think you have to endure being in a relationship with Bruce Willis prior to this current terribles that are happening?
Probably.
And our prayers are with you, Bruce.
Probably quite a lot. But the thing is, the man had Riz, unfortunately.
Oh my god. Out the ears, dude.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
He's also on my problematic boyfriend list.
Certainly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. So yeah, that was a short-lived engagement, though. I don't even think they ever made it to the courthouse or the church or wherever they were going to
get married. Yeah, I'm sure it was the church.
But she was actually, she's a Texas native. Did you know? Mary, did you know?
No, girl, I don't think about this girl. I gotta tell you, that one was not by that calculus.
Okay, so couples news. I'm gonna keep this one real brief, too. Only two couples worth talking about in this issue are Anna Kournikova and Enrique Iglesias. And I looked this up because I was like, I haven't heard, what is he up to other than doing, you saw his videos a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Humiliating behavior, trying to sort of restart his career.
My theory is sort of that the power was in the mole.
Yeah, and it
Maybe
went.
That mole went away, so did his career.
It's true. They're still
so
together.
Getting away from the
Anna Kournikova and Enrique Iglesias.
Are you kidding me?
But they have never gotten married.
They're still together?
They've been together for 23 years.
If you'd asked
they
me,
have three
I would have told you they probably quietly fizzled out in 2006,
nope.
And that was what we did.
They're still together. And a beautiful couple, but marry her.
Usually, yes, first of all, marry her.
Or maybe she doesn't want to marry him, I don't know, but get married. married. It's fun.
Usually, and I don't know. Do you think he's probably set to inherit a fair amount of money? Because Julio Iglesias, if you're big in the Latin market, you're big in the world. You know what I mean?
Wasn't she like a pretty successful tennis player on her own?
Yeah, but how much can that net you when the sponsorships are gone?
I don't know. I'm watching Real Housewives of Miami. I'm very new into it.
Oh, Martina Navratilova
seems to have a lot of money.
Have you gotten to her art yet?
No.
She makes art.
Is it good?
No. Okay. She puts tennis balls in paint and hits them at a...
Oh, that's unfortunate. Her wife is a...
Smoke show.
5,000 out of 10.
Girl, that's one of the hottest people I've ever seen in my life. And she's, like, naturally pretty. She doesn't have pillow face like these other girls.
It's so funny. The other girls are so... They look so similar to each other.
They do, and I'm so bad with the names. But you know who I love is the...
Is it Alexia?
I think so. It's a platinum blonde with the son who has a traumatic brain injury.
Yes, I love her. She's so cute.
There's something
but
that
her
I...
Her nose is like... you cannot have it touched.
It's giving LaToya.
It's, yeah. You can't do anything else.
No.
It's a house of cards.
No. A strong wind. If there's a hurricane, you better batten down early, girl.
Yeah.
There's something about her where I know her heart is good.
No, I do.
You know what I mean?
She seems like a sweetheart. Actually, I also really like her friend who's like the feisty one that's married to the plastic surgeon. Literally, I'm on episode 1 of season 4.
No, she's good too.
But she seems fun.
Yeah.
She seems like a little, she was like.
I love the Miami girls. Actually, if I'm being honest, I feel like they're the closest to, if I were to have ended up on a wealth trajectory.
Yeah, how you would have ended up.
Yeah, I think they're, because they're kind of, like, Miami rich is, first of all, insanely rich.
Yeah.
But
it seems like akin to Houston rich.
That's what I was going to say. There's something about, I think because the money
is. Humid climates.
Humid climates, the money is probably not come by in a way that's amazing for the planet. But there is that fact that sort of keeps them humble.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then they're in a state that
and
everyone
also
shits
like,
on.
I'm going big. I'm going big. The look is, I'm not doing subtlety.
I've taken a little bit of a break from them, but I'm going to hop back in because I really do like them.
Man, I just
and
started
they have
it.
Beautiful homes.
Gorgeous. They are so rich.
Yeah.
I just started it today for the first time at the gym. And
it's got the juice.
It's exactly the right thing to watch on the treadmill at the gym. Wow. Miami is maybe one of the best. Okay, second couple that I wanted to touch on is, look who it is, Kate Middleton and Prince William. This is when they're just starting to step out together as a couple.
You better run, baby girl.
And you can see sort of that his hair is already showing some troubling signs.
I know we heard from her lips.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Right.
She's got cancer, but let me tell you, I fully believed it was like, that man killed her.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just
and the part of me,
crotch. Well, BTS for everybody. I got ice cold water.
I know you're awake now. I know you're awake.
Hello?
Is there a worse sensation than getting your jeans wet right on the vagina? Because it'll stay that way.
Okay.
It's a dance mom's trick to keep your eyes wide.
It's go-go juice. Okay, I've decided to press forward because I'm a very brave little girl. Okay, next up on the docket. I think that I was going to move. Oh, I have an ad. And oh my God, I'm so sorry. Now I spilled cheese burrito. This is not the ad.
Who could have foreseen me having two open containers on a cushion? Could have led to this.
This is the way that I live.
You actually even asked me to bring over something to hold your beverage.
Sure did. But it's a little too far for me to reach.
God forbid you ask me to grab you something.
Well, you know, we're gonna get this baby. Okay.
We should get TV dinner trays.
That's a great idea.
And it would really kind of underscore the vibe of our podcast about shitty magazine 20 years ago.
So I would like to thank so heartily our sponsor, the Florida Grapefruit Juice Coalition. Want to look better in this bikini? The grapefruit diet works.
No.
Grapefruiteveryday.com.
So does it say sass in a glass?
Yeah, it says Florida grapefruit juice. Sass in a glass.
May I look at the
ad?
Of
course, please. At the advert.
God.
This is just one of those classic, like, everything is so diet-coded. I've now spread my foot out into Molly's airspace because I'm a sister.
It's just hot paper, but I had a drink right here, and Lindsay's toes just sort of wiggled right by it. Mm-hmm. Nasty bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell you, for years I wouldn't touch a grapefruit because
I still don't like them.
And I
except in a Paloma.
Yeah, but at that point it's been cut with sugar.
Correct.
Right. Because it should be, because honestly, it's like inedible. The fact, have you thought about the fact that that is a fruit that can interfere with antibiotics?
Okay.
That's weird.
Right. No.
But there's one big ass fruit that doctors hate.
They hate this. Yeah.
Doctors hate her.
I can't say that I care for them.
No.
I also have another ad from yet another potent potable.
Oh, this one was in my US too.
It is, they've got Dr. Phil promoting milk, but specifically milk.
Who looks like a healthy boy?
Dr. Phil McGraw. Specifically milk's weight loss potential. Get real about losing weight. Okay. Can you believe that drinking milk could help you lose weight? Well, new studies suggest that getting calcium and protein from low-fat or fat-free milk could help you lose more weight than by just reducing calories. These studies suggest 24 ounces every 24 hours.
No, I might have that much. I have a lot of milk.
Like, actual, you drink
milk? No, I don't drink it straight, but I have
yogurt and cheese.
I have a nice latte every morning.
Okay.
I use milk in my oatmeal.
Okay, fair.
I had that Fairlife protein smoothie.
Yeah.
Earlier.
So you, look at you.
I might be getting that amount of milk.
You're on the Dr. Phil plan.
No, let me tell you, like, so I don't mess around with skim or 2%. Yuck, yuck, yuck. And that's how I was raised, and it's pert near water.
Whole milk?
I am all about whole milk.
Interesting. Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't know this about you.
Why would you have milk if you're not going to have it whole? You know what I mean?
I don't have milk. We tried actually getting, like, cow's milk to put in cereal for our kids, and they were like, no, what is this?
What do they use?
We prefer almond milk.
Oh, my God.
These Austin children.
I was about to say, girl, the Austin of it all.
I know. Okay, so now we're moving into fashion and trends. First up, we have, why stars want shimmery eyes?
Because they're gorgeous.
Honestly, too, I remember at around this time, eyeshadow turned shimmery. And there have been times where we've sort of, as a culture, been like, we're doing matte eyeshadow. And I always say, not me.
I don't think
fun for you, but not for me.
Ever worn a matte eyeshadow.
No, I don't care for
not
it.
Not once
I
in my life.
I am a shimmer bitch. So.
And I'm still very much a day to night.
I love a day to night.
Smoky look.
Yes, I love that.
Always.
Yeah, for sure.
I should experiment with fun shadow this year.
Do you know, I got a really good little palette. It was like a quad. And the brand was Rowen, R-O-E-N, and it's kind of like a creamy, you know what it feels like? It's like a grown-up version of those, you remember those little L'Oreal quads that were like cream shadow that you would get at the grocery store, and they had like a little bubble? It was like four little bubbles? Revlon, it was Revlon.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay, well, it's like that, but in a quad, it's like very elegant, but I love them, and they're so shimmery,
okay,
and like just creamy.
I'll try that.
But the other trend is, trend alert, Vegas. First, NBC's Las Vegas became a smash hit. Then Ben Affleck and David Schwimmer went head-to-head on Bravo's Celebrity Poker Showdown. Girls, the reason that Vegas was hot at this time was Ocean's 11. Let's be so real. The long tail of Ocean's 11. Duh.
I guess in my mind, Vegas is just an entity that will always exist.
Yes. But
its relevance unquestioned.
At this time, the girls were throwing poker parties. In fact, my best friend in high school, our senior year, for her birthday, threw a poker party.
That is shocking.
And we played, yeah, we played Texas Hold'em.
Huh.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Okay.
It was a bona fide thing. Yeah. And she also put poker chips in her
I do remember that part.
Minivan.
I do remember that.
To hold up the sagging head thing, headboard, whatever it's called. What do you call that?
The skin.
Sagging. The crepey neck.
The crepey neck of the minivan.
Okay, we have now moved into hair trauma, which I think must just be a standing thing.
Hair trauma?
They bully people about their haircuts. Because
that is really dry-looking hair.
The one 2 weeks ago. Yeah, they've got Daisy Fuentes, who I didn't think about her then, and I don't think about her now, but she
I'll forget about her the second you're done with this segment.
She got some pretty, you know,
whatever. Daisy Fuentes, what do I even know her from?
Probably nothing, girl. She got these bangs, whatever. I would say that they're, like, not doing her any favors, but they're not, like, trauma. But on trauma. This stage, we have who I think of as the classic brat, Portia de Rossi.
She is a brat.
And I love her for it, honestly.
She is, like... She's the pillow princess that won.
She really did. Okay, boy, I'm struggling to figure out my angles here. So here she is with the hair.
She's still with Helen.
Helen?
Helen the generous.
So we have her at the bottom with hair that they approve of, and at the top with a pompadour, which she was actually ahead of the times, I guess. They described it as looking too severe.
It's getting a little Sara Ramirez, if I'm being honest.
It did look very severe, but so many girls did this after her. Do you remember?
They did.
Yeah.
And Portia de Rossi is the original brat. Interesting.
Well, she's one of the original brats, girl. Mm-hmm. She can't be the only one, but, you know, she's a classic brat. She's never claimed to be anything but a brat.
Yeah, I do appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we also have Alanis with... We all agreed that was not
that was
her.
Not working. That and was do you remember the thing. Video where someone came and cut the wig?
I love
she's
that song.
She's kind of blonde now. What was that? You see everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was when she was with Ryan Reynolds.
She was like, I'm so happy I'm with Ryan Reynolds.
I know we've talked about this on this podcast before, but...
Like, disgusting. Just, Reddit the man.
I just think all the time about how, like... For whatever reason, men think of him as, like, that's what women want. And, like, I've never met a woman that was attracted to Ryan Reynolds. Like,
no,
never.
Women want Jack Nicholson, but nice.
But nice. But nice.
But true.
But able to sort of be...
Devoted.
Have some fidelity. Okay, we've got what they would consider winning looks. I don't know.
No, I can't wait to see what we have here.
Stars, keep it short. And we have capri pants, gang.
They're trying to bring this back. Have you heard the discourse on this?
I'm not doing it.
They are trying to bring capri pants back.
I'm not doing it. I think every single person, 2-1, looks absolutely patently ridiculous in this. Angie Harmon's pants are not as bad as everyone else's, but then she's wearing this weird sort of, she looks like a car wash in the shirt. And then We have Misha
Barton.
May I
take a look?
Yeah, Misha Barton giving Kim Possible.
That is to a T, Kim Possible.
Naomi Watts wearing ballet flats.
No, Naomi Watts' pants here are just... Is that a lace detail?
It's a lace detail at the bottom of her capris, and then she's got an Empire waist top and a cardigan. It is so 2008 cubicle dweller. Like, this sort of filtered down, as they said in the Devil Wears Prada.
It did.
Some sad,
no, it
casual
did.
Corner. Everybody looks ridiculous.
Can I, one moment, just real quick.
Yeah.
Who's the second from the left here?
Oh, that's Hilary Swank. There's a split skirt silhouette.
There's a concept there that could win.
Yeah, it's just a little too, the dimensions are not right.
The dimension, of course, they're all off.
Yeah.
And sorry, Miss Girl, to touch your toe.
That's okay.
Which is right where I live.
That's fine. Don't
right where I live.
And then we have further winning looks. We have celebs spell it out and their graphic tees. Now, one thing that I would like to sort of talk about with...
It took me years to recover from graphic tees.
It didn't take us all forever. One thing I would like to sort of point out about Sherman Sister Lore is that in this era, we've been going to Cabo since 2001. There used to be a store in Cabo called Die Trying.
Oh, my God.
And it was nothing but top to bottom, wall to wall, graphic tees with, like, winky little phrases.
Every one of them, my dad was, like, incredible.
But we would go in there.
Yes.
And, like,
I got,
like,
too.
30 minutes, like, just chuckling about, like, the stupid things they said.
We, as a family, we were like, you want a real laugh? Let's all go into the Die Trying Cabo store. I got one that was, like, something about, like, the car being on fire or something, right?
Sure.
It's like 12.
Of course.
I remember going, like, the floggings will continue until
morale improves. So we've got the classic shopping is my cardio, nothing to wear, it girl, I feel crabby, go away. But I would like to point out, I don't know who Deirdre Hall is.
Wait, why she, G.Y.? I've heard the name.
She appears to me to be, I would describe her as at least middle-aged, if not older, and she's wearing
shirt that says, she's got them Reba curtains on the
Flattery will get you everywhere.
May I see this?
Her shirt says, yes.
I would like to hold it with my hands.
you may indeed grasp it with your digits. Go ahead.
She looks like Mary from Sister Wives.
Yeah. You bet.
Why can't I remember their last name? Mary Brown.
You really just...
When I was in my first trimester,
mm-hmm.
all I would do was barf, charge my phone, lie.
Eat hot chip.
I would...
You wish you could eat a
Ritz
hot
cracker.
Chip. Right.
And watch The Sister Wives. I was watching the back catalog in anticipation of the triple divorce. And it wasn't very satisfying. Just skip. Just go to the end. I mean, there were definitely moments where it's like, there's just like nothing campier or funnier than like true Mormon Americana.
Also, Cody Brown's obsession with himself.
He thinks he's
a total package. Like,
he looks like the devil.
And his hair is unacceptable.
He's a permanent.
He has a permanent. So they've got Oops outfits, including Boston Public actress Courtney Peldon. I don't know who that is. Taryn Manning. Okay.
Oh, bless it.
She is wearing what look like pajama pants. And then Julia Stiles.
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone. And actually,
whatever she did, it's fine.
I think she looks beautiful, actually. They describe this top of her outfit as being court jester-like. And I think that's really
May I also hold this one with my hands?
It's a one-sleeved sort of garment.
Look, to sin is to miss the mark. And it is giving hallelujah.
My God covers falls.
His blood really did atone here. But she didn't miss the mark by, like, a lot. Taryn Manning, I think this is hilarious. It's this, like, is such a funny...
Because
is it her? Or is it just, like, 70s ladies?
I don't know who the people
are. There's a
point
of view here that I think is funny and worth celebrating on Taryn Manning's pants.
Right.
Courtney Peldon, you look like a hooer. This is a terrible outfit.
Let's go back to the closet and try to pick something else out entirely, babe. What else you got? What else you got to wear?
So, are you kidding me?
No. That's how people sort of dress.
No, I recall.
And
when I had a body fat index of greater than zero, seeing this, I was like, great!
Yeah, and oh! Less than a triple D. Yeah, it's sort of tricky.
Everybody had AirPod body.
They did.
It was shaped like a pee.
Yeah, we didn't believe in big butts yet at this time. J-Lo was so brave for having a butt.
One thing I gotta give Kim K is thank you.
Thank you, Kim K. Okay, and now we're into the good stuff. Let's just keep it motoring. We're almost at an hour already. Time flies when you are having fun. Okay, first off, as I said, we have the first, to my knowledge, time that we, as in the two of us, have seen these two together. Cheaters. On the set.
You
like
to tell me who you're talking about?
Brad and Angelina.
Cheaters.
On the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And unfortunately...
And if they'll do it for you, they'll do it to you. Is that Gandolfini next?
And that's our man. And they've also got our man. Gandolfini was filming a movie that I've never heard of, but it apparently involved him lip-syncing musical thoughts when words failed him. The film was called Romance and Cigarettes.
I don't really need to see that, but...
No. He was with Susan Sarandon. Hot.
I would have compromised my Christianity in a heartbeat.
For Susan Sarandon.
I know I've talked about this before, but when I did my first rewatch of Sopranos as an adult,
mm-hmm.
and I was on a gummy every time,
mm-hmm.
so I sort of connected to mm-hmm. Gandolfini in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while to detox off of how I felt.
You were like, I'm a married woman,
I was like,
and you're dead.
I'm in love.
Well, you're very much not alone.
You're fictional, you're evil.
But you see how Carmela sort of got taken in.
I think I also watched it and was like, how do I become Carmela Soprano?
She's so good.
Because she made compromises that I think I'm too comfortable making.
You're like, I can just sort of hear anything.
I'm honestly so good at, like,
compartmentalizing.
And compartmentalizing.
I think all humans are.
Yeah, it would have been like, he's a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He's protecting our family. I remember I had this teacher in high school who actually I really loved, and you sort of had a not as great experience with him, but
oh,
my
humanities teacher. Because he Googled Buddhism before our lecture on Buddhism.
But he was the first person that I remember telling me, or telling our class, about how he was like, everybody thinks that they are a good person doing good things for the right reasons, like, or most people do. Mm-hmm. It's like, even, you know, like, mafia bosses that are, like, killing people indiscriminately, like, they think, I'm doing this for a sense of honor, or to protect my community, or whatever.
Well, it's an astute observation.
Yeah, definitely. next things on the docket. This is just a really silly little thing on the same page as our important sponsor.
I remember that.
Sass in a Glass. But I remember this so well. Donald Trump on SNL, and they were...
Girl, he mocked that episode.
It was actually
The thing is, he should have never entered the realm of politics.
Right.
Because he could have been remembered as one of the funniest individuals God could ever create.
Right. Yeah. Like, we could all could have been like, I heard he's a dirtbag in his personal life, but sure. Sometimes he's really funny on SNL.
Well, like, instead, when he had tweet to just incessantly about
Kristen
Stewart.
Right.
That was insane and funny.
That's his lane. But I remember that they said they were doing a chicken restaurant ditty to the tune of Jump. And I don't, excuse me. Okay. Cheese Marina came back to bite. Okay.
Video content is so rich.
So rich. You can see me burp a little bit. Oh, wow. Okay. Now it is my immense pleasure to bring you Is It True?
Oh, I love this.
I love this question. Are Donald's casinos facing bankruptcy?
Yes.
Absolutely they are.
Yes, that they man are. Has sort of played like the hokey pokey with bankruptcy his whole career.
I think he treats it as sort of a get out of jail free card.
It's not if you know the right people.
We'll see.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, for most people, like, losing your credit can be pretty devastating, but for him, it's like, okay.
He's like, what do I care?
Right.
Does Kim Cattrall have a secret husband in Arkansas?
No.
No, from what I can tell, some maybe not super, like, mentally well individual claimed that he had married her in 1974. She's from Canada.
Zab-zay!
So for real. Okay, does Alanis want to hold a gay wedding?
Sure.
Yeah. At the time, I think this was considered shocking. They meant not for herself. She wanted to officiate. She got ordained as a minister.
I actually kind of remember this story.
Yeah.
It's funny to think this was ever kooky.
Yeah. This one's cute. Has Heath Ledger worn the same shoes for 8 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sure did.
That's a man.
That was a loss.
That was...
Oof.
When you lose someone that is hot, and that in some ways you thought you'd end up with... And again, I'm talking about Gandolfini.
But that was... he's a member of our family.
He's a member of our
family.
Truly,
that was like... I remember you weren't with us. It was Parker and I were with Mom and Dad. It was
y'all
our first anniversary.
In
and we were in Cabo.
And
we were
I
getting
was
on a boat.
Hourly and couldn't take the time off.
And we saw that news and
Austin
I was like...
Scarlett at a thrift store and you didn't. And that was God being like, it's okay.
Was it that same week?
Yeah, it was a weird week.
Man, Austin Scarlett, wherever you are, I hope you're doing great. I hope you're still designing beautiful gowns
for
Amsala.
He was at room service 11 years ago.
I love him. Yeah, Heath Ledger had been wearing the same black boots on...
Great. Forever. Are they Doc Martens?
Nope, they're just some regular...
Because them shits last.
Boots that he had from down under. But he said he doesn't usually care that his clodhoppers appear so raggedy, but says he gave them a bit of a makeover. Finally, they met the polish and the brush. Okay. Men can do that.
Okay.
Good for them. Does Robin Williams crusade against illegal immigrants?
No.
No. Here's the punchline.
What?
Robin Williams is not the author of The Plan for Peace that's being blasted everywhere via email. The note, which was wrongly attributed to the comedian, proposed that the U.S. will apologize to the world for our interference in their affairs and withdraw our troops from all over.
Robin Williams would be so disappointed.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No.
It's from Mother God.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was that one girl on TikTok who does the nobody cares but mama.
Mama, nobody cares.
She's like me every 30 seconds since seeing that. Robin Williams would be so disappointed.
Gang, if you haven't watched Mother God, once again, I'm coming to you hat in hand and begging you. Actually, I don't know. Were we recording when that came on?
No.
No, I guess not.
I was very near having my child.
If you trust me and my opinions on anything at all, I beg you to watch, what was it called? Love Has Won, The Cult of Mother God on HBO Max.
One of the best things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Absolutely impeccable docuseries. Truly, and it was by the Safdie brothers, so go figure.
I had no notes.
No notes.
Brevity is the heart of wit, two girls, and it was less than 3 hours.
Exactly. Brevity's the heart of wit. We're at over an hour looking at this.
Who cares, dog? I listened to long podcasts. Period.
Did Justin Timberlake cheat on Cameron Diaz with Elisha Cuthbert?
They're going to say no, but I think yes.
Correct answer. They said no, but yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. Of course he did.
He's a piece of shit.
He's disgusting. We have a thing where Janet Jackson, in her own words, says about the whole, it was a nightmare.
A lot of ink spilled on this.
I don't care. A thing about American Idol contestants glowing up, blah, blah, blah. I really don't care. It was the season of Fantasia Barrino, but it was just three of the contestants from that season, and they're like before makeover looks and after makeover looks, and I'm like, I don't care.
Did they give them makeovers on the show?
Yeah, they did.
I've forgotten about that.
They would just kind of like style them to be a little bit more like, I don't know, palatable. Okay, we're finally to the girls are fighting.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jealous stars. Why they can't stop fighting. Now, I have to, first of all, own so clearly my bias in the Britney versus X-Tina feud.
I'm Britney,
the house down boots. I read her book. I don't believe she's ever done anything wrong. But they did sort of imply that she was un poquito shady towards Christina. What? And I'm guessing it was so justified.
But probably.
She had an ABC family movie that was semi-autobiographical, penned by her and her mother.
X-Tina or Britney?
Britney. Called A Brave New Girl.
No, and A Brave New Girl?
A Brave New Girl. And it was about like a small town girl trying to become a starlet. And there were two characters that were sort of composite characters that were, had pieces that were, you know, notes of Christina to them. One of them was...
First of all, do y'all think that Britney wrote this movie?
Probably not.
Right. So...
She has like a seventh grade education. But, so they have Whitney, a pill-popping, promiscuous, bulimic Christina lookalike, who has the unfortunately apt nickname Ditz. Though she is sweet-tempered, Ditz is eventually expelled from the prestigious music school after she and Holly attend after overdosing. And then enter Angela, another Christina clone, and our heroine's true nemesis. Despite impressive vocal talents that allow Angela to sing like you-know-who, she's a nasty diva with alcoholic tendencies who makes a play for Holly's love interest. Naturally, by the film's conclusion, Angela gets her comeuppance, losing both the guy and the singing prize to Holly. Meow! Wow.
Where can I get my mitts?
On the ABC Family not hit film, A Brave New Girl.
I'll never, as long as I live, get over that name.
A Brave New Girl. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
No, I know.
I loved TV movies.
I think I have to be in the right frame of mind, and if I've had a gummy, I can't watch them.
It's too hyper-real.
Hyper-realism really messes with me.
You can't handle camp when you're high.
I can't do it. I can't.
No. I think, truthfully, when I'm high, the move is me full-throatedly appreciating pop music.
Oh, for sure.
Because I can drop the pick-me act that I've been carrying on my shoulders since I was a teenager and realize that Love at First Sight by Kylie Minogue.
Oh my god.
Bach couldn't do that. No. No.
An incredible track.
Unbelievable song.
And the video is fun.
So fun.
I also, one thing that I always go to when we're at the boys' house and we're just like super far back on the couch, just sort of vegetative.
Back on the couch is a good phrase. In the couch.
I like watching the MTV VMA the Madonna Vogue.
Right.
It's one of my favorites.
Tailor-made, really.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Lindsay Lohan versus Hillary Duff. Duh.
It's about Aaron Carter, right?
Yeah, it was over Aaron Carter. The roomies... Okay, so apparently Raven Simone and Lindsay Lohan shared a room or shared a house at this point in Hollywood or an apartment. And they had a photo of Hillary Duff on their dartboard. The roomies have a dartboard with a photo of Hillary's face on it. Even Steven star Christy Carlson Romano tells J14, adding, Lindsay does not like her. That's not a secret.
I believe actually every word of that.
I hope those two can just, like, put it behind them.
Lindsay, they're in their 30s now. I'm sure they have. Well, I mean, I don't know. There's some. I have ops from my teenage years.
Oh, for sure.
I love all those girls, so I actually am reluctant to take a side. Saying,
I'm like, I will take Hillary's side because, like, ultimately I feel but like I was...
You can see why they would
I was goody
probably have a problem
coded,
with her, yeah.
But for sure, yeah, definitely. And also I'm like...
And her mom was always around, which is the right thing to happen, but
I
probably really...
mommy's girl, but it's like, that's why she's functional as an adult now. Right. That's why she's happily married and pregnant with her fourth child and has a new house.
We're like, so pissed that her mom was there to protect her from...
being exploited.
Terrible abuses.
Okay, and then Minnie Driver versus J-Lo. Now, on this one, I have a clear side to take, and that is Minnie Driver's
side. Brave of her to go after J-Lo.
Okay, they've hated each other for a while. So, Minnie Driver, apparently, you know, she dated Matt Damon. So, she...
I didn't know that they dated. That's
cute. Yeah, a couple years after...
And you still haven't seen...
Still haven't.
Because they actually do have a really nice chemistry.
Big old
blind
spot for me would be Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting's very good.
Okay, so though Minnie Driver attended finishing school in Paris and has walked fashion runways, she says she's more down to earth than Jenny from the block. On a recent visit to The View, she marveled over Jennifer Lopez's recent attempts to change her image from diva to girl next door. I find it very strange, the notion of, I'm going to stop asking for ridiculous perks and I want you to applaud me, Minnie said. She's just like everyone else? Well, great, we're all regular people. Minnie, who dated Ben Affleck's best friend Matt Damon, also has some advice about avoiding the press. It's pretty easy, she says. You don't go to those restaurants. You don't take your clothes off where there are cameras. Okay, purr.
She ate, I fear.
I fear so as well.
Well, we'd be remiss not to say, here's what you can't have.
Here's what you can't have, your great fat article. Here's what you can't have. Now we have, speaking of what you can't have, it's Hollywood's most eligible bachelors. Whee!
Okay.
We got a 10 to 1.
Is that?
Viggo Mortensen, who apparently his... Castmates
from Lord of the Rings
called him No Ego Viggo, which is a cute nickname.
What?
I actually
a sweet nickname.
I think the Lord of the Rings boys' friendship is so touching. Those boys love each other down.
There's both.
They got tattoos.
And it's so in keeping with the IP because Lord of the Rings is one of the most like earnest.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a good versus evil. It's like cooperation among many races with competing interests.
Yeah.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
I'm going to watch it again.
You should.
It took me until I was 36 years old to watch it, but wow. What a fun time.
The power, the reach, the international implications.
Of Cate Blanchett as an elf?
Girly, I'm saying, and when she hauls off and was like, and did her crazy thing where her eyes go black. Crazy.
That is...
The little dwarf that has a crush on her.
Well, he understood something, first
He
of
understood
all.
Something, but, like, Craig loves... Anytime there's a dwarf with a warhammer...
So you're like, that's us.
It's us, baby. Shouting a little body. You know what? That's what we should be for Halloween.
Yeah, you should.
But what is... Will we make the baby?
Mm.
A hobbit?
Just
tape some long hairs to her.
Some yarn.
That'd be pretty cute.
It'd be pretty gross. I don't know. Make her a hobbit. Make her a cute little hobbit. Or do something else.
Yeah, part of me is like, I can't act, because Craig was like, what if we did Dune? And I was like, because I thought he was going to suggest that he be Timmy Chalamet, and I was like, love you so deeply. You're 35 and bald.
Who would he want to be?
A worm.
Okay, word.
Shy Halud. I think he suggested that I be a Bene Gesserit, and that I don't know what he suggested for her, like the baby.
Yeah, sure.
But I honestly, when it comes down to it, like anything that could be turned into a Funko Pop, I will not dirty my child's first Halloween with.
I think
with.
That what y'all need to do is just do something that's like very that's cute for her.
She should just be a pumpkin.
And then you get to be the auxiliaries.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you get to be like, pumpkin farmers or whatever.
Right. Like, I'm going to make her like, oh my God, she's a goose.
Right.
Like, it's going to be classic.
Do you remember, so we know some people and their kid on her first Halloween was a lobster and they had a
in
cute
a pot.
And they were both chefs. Like, that was cute.
That's what I'm aiming for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what? You can make her, I think we still have the bumblebee costume that Lily wore and that Tig wore, and then y'all could be beekeepers. Wouldn't that be cute? Okay. Anyway, so Hollywood's most eligible bachelors, as I was saying. So we've got Viggo yes. Mortensen, number 10. They also have everybody's signs, which I appreciate, and their marital status. So okay. He was divorced at this point.
Okay. Her loss.
He was 45 years old and had a 15-year-old son named Henry, who he called his best friend at this time. Honestly, I'm going to be so real. I don't think he's cute, but
next. No, there's his face is a little pallid, but there's like a riz there.
Yeah,
there's a riz. I can see it.
Colin Farrell.
Aragorn was hot.
What's his sign? Do you know what Viggo's sign was?
No.
Libra.
Okay.
Pass. It's a pass.
Male Libras are a problem.
They are such a problem. Colin Farrell, Gemini.
Yeah.
Male Gemini is also a problem.
Yeah, but they end up being really hot because they're scary.
Yeah, they're scary. He was still hooking up with Brittany kind of openly at this time. Apparently they were just sort of...
He was with Lindsay for a while too, wasn't he?
Probably. He was with everybody.
He was snogging.
Jude Law.
He was eligible?
Yeah, he was dating Sienna Miller, so I think it's kind of shady of them to include him in this listicle, but...
Well, he clearly was open for business, because didn't he cheat on her?
Yeah, he sure did. With his nanny.
That's what I thought.
Actually, he cheated on...
Abby Cornish!
Wait, you're right. Wait. No, Abby Cornish... Abby Cornish was with... I think he did also hook up with her, but she was with Ryan Phillippe. When he divorced Reese Witherspoon.
This is so confusing.
It is very confusing.
We do. You know what this podcast needs? It's a whiteboard.
We do. And some red string. Yeah. What is Abby Cornish? Whose marriage did she break
up? What is Abby Cornish?
What is she up to? He's a Capricorn. This was the best era for him.
Okay. Yes. Career-wise, yes. He was on top. Because there were, like, jokes about how busy he was. 2004 was
absurdly
his, like,
pretty, though.
Golden year.
Like, but look
you
at
know,
that.
Yes, I agree with you. But because I am such a low self-esteem type beat.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that when his hairline started to recede in the side effects era, I found the...
appreciated that.
The humility of it I found to be attractive.
Well, yeah. I mean, it also just makes it look a little more gravitas. Like,
yeah,
older and
a little
serious.
Dust on the bottle.
Exactly. Then we have Sean P. Diddy Combs. This is not aged well.
Mama.
Yes.
Eligible for Whomst.
Eligible for Whomst. He's a Scorpio because of course he is.
Because he's filled with secrets and lies.
Benjamin McKenzie from the OC, an Austin native.
I don't find him attractive.
I don't find him attractive. Never did, never have, never will. But also...
Is he, like, writing, like, political books now?
Yes. And actually, it says interests, politics, and showbiz.
Okay.
He was really anti-crypto, which I thought was great. Like, he was, like, an early, like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
But also, he was 25 when the OC started, and Misha Barton was 17. And she has very recently been like, yeah, we did sleep together when I was 17, and he was 25.
I'm telling you, dude, there's something about him I find unctious and weird.
I do, too. We've got Gary Dorden from CSI.
Excuse me, who?
I've seen this guy before, but, like, I don't watch CSI. I don't make it a habit. There he is. He's cute, whatever. Divorced, a Sagittarius, so that's...
Am I seeing Ross?
You're seeing David Schwimmer, that's right. His little subline is, hasn't found lasting love, and once again... In Touch has to, because this is written for people in their 50s who have a very, like, sensibility, they have once again referred to his ex-girlfriend, Carla Alipont, as internet nude model. And they capitalize the I in internet. Internet nude model, Carla Alipont.
Does that mean porn star?
I think so, yeah.
Internet nude model.
Internet nude model. Number 3, Owen Wilson, blonde beach bum, a Scorpio. That man's a mess. Leave him alone.
He is, but I love his nose.
I actually love him. I'm rooting for him, but, like, yeah. He's not a good guy, I don't think. Like,
no.
You know.
No, whatever. But I will always love the Wilson brothers.
Yeah, for sure. George Clooney. Do you know why he's a Taurus?
That's right. He has a quiet elegance.
And the thing about him is, it took him, yes, forever to settle down, but...
he picked a good one.
He picked a good one, and, like... It's Taurus-like, you know, they're going to be stubborn, they're going to wait for the right thing, and then once they do, 10 toes. And then number 1, they've got Ben Affleck, back on the market, a Leo. And boy, ain't he. I love him.
I do love him, actually, and I watched Argo again when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Yeah. Argo's a good movie.
Yeah, he's great. Okay, house tour.
Who is it?
Antonio Sabato Jr., who? I'm so sorry, literally who?
I actually don't know who... The name sounds familiar, but if you put a gun to my head and told me, like, to explain Antonio Sabato Jr., I just simply couldn't.
He was at this point on the WB comedy The Help. Okay. Anyways, he had... that was the show, by the way, that starred Tori Spelling. Storytelling.
She's house... living on the beach, right? In, like, a trailer on the beach, so what I'm hearing?
That's what I've heard, that, yes, she's recently...
They got that blonde wood accent, and this home already looks like shit, I can tell you. Is it a microfiber couch?
So I want to just call attention specifically to the kitchen, and what I really think is so funny is the TV, which I'm going to just try to, like, whoop, TV right there in the corner, and then also that, like, stupid blue lamp underneath the Ferrari print.
May I?
Yeah, you absolutely may. It is a really 2004 house, is what I can say.
I kind of like the little, like, Napoleon poster.
Oh, I didn't see that.
On his tall boy.
But,
I don't see the blue lamp. Oh.
Yeah, it's like...
Yuck.
It's, Yuck. It reminds me of, like...
This house chugs ass. It's so bad. This is, like, not remarkable at all.
So bad. And, like, I want to see what Doug Wilson says about it, because, you know, he's always got it. What the home reveals. Celebrity decorator Doug Wilson of Trading Spaces weighs in. The clean, airy feel of this house makes it feel spacious, but it has enough personal objects around to show that Antonio wanted a homey feel to his place. It's a bachelor's pad, yet it shows that family life is important to this man. Okay, so it says he has two kids, I guess, but he is also a bachelor, so I guess, okay, he's sharing custody with his ex.
Divorce, babes.
Divorced. So I hate it. Disgusting house. We're going to check in real quick on Brittany. It says, Brittany tries to get happy. Apparently, in our hiatus for your maternity leave, we missed her first marriage. That 72-hour affair to somebody named Jason Alexander, but not that one.
That was one of the funniest things.
I know.
There was another Jason Alexander.
That was his name. So, mostly, it's just like, she's having a hard time. You know,
I can't imagine why. And
I did just want to call attention to, I'm going to read some of it, but they've got a bunch of pictures.
Those are her Miami photos from the Us Weekly last time.
Tanning. Yes. Mm-hmm. So she, her tanning pastime is Brit's bronzing habit, cheering her up. Brittany's well-documented love of tanning could have a positive side effect. Beating the blues. The presence of sun is very endorphin producing, explained skincare expert, Dr. James Lyon. But apparently she was also just like using beds. So it says she's suffered a string of near first degree burns from overexposure.
In bed?
While filming Crossroads, where her burns were so bad that she visited skincare guru Sonia Dakar, who created a soy wash for Brittany's dry, sensitive skin. At some point, you reach the threshold where you become extremely wrinkled or risk getting cancer. Yes, she was using UV tanning beds, but they don't
seem to have... They're supposed to really keep an eye on that at the darky tans.
Yeah, I think she had one at her house. So she was just...
She was... Yeah, what? How do I sound like? Like, she's, like, going to, like, a shopping center?
She's going rogue, girl.
She's, like, checking in with the 17-year-old.
Can I get a bunny sticker, please?
God, you know what? I had a friend who have a friend who's in high school was all about the beds.
My friend Whitney was.
Allison.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
I heard they made you itch.
But I honestly, if I could turn back time, I would have been a beds girl. If I didn't have a child to raise now, I would do it. I would do it.
I'm already, like, do I need to go back and get Botox again? What do I do? You know what I mean? Like,
I think Justin has two hands, and I could do Botox and beds.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Life can be so complicated. And all this, and it's like, I eat organic. Like, why?
Right.
I'm beating...
Just go for it.
Boats against the current, born ceaselessly into bad habits. Mm-hmm. I drink 2 Diet Cokes a day.
It's balanced, but 2?
Yeah.
2?
Yeah. I drink... What?
I have, like... Drink like probably 6.
And honestly, when I get to my second, I'm like, I'm bad.
No, see, okay, my friend Whitney also one time was like, yeah, no, God, I'm like, I'm drinking so much Diet Coke. I'm having like 2 a day, and I was like, rookie numbers. Like,
dude, I went from 0.
Oh,
which like I do think my teeth were whiter, brighter, and everything was better. But like,
no, I'm never gonna cut back. 6 to 8 Diet Cokes a day, and I will do it for the rest of my life.
Do you not feel like your stomach lining was ripped to shreds?
Probably. I don't care. Okay, so we've got Riley Keough. Marie tries to control her little girl.
Nice try.
Apparently, it says Lisa is worried because she remembers skipping school and meeting boys on the sly and experimenting with drugs. So she's clamping down now before there's trouble. Survey says that's not true. I actually read an interview with Miss Riley Keough herself last year in the height of my Priscilla. Actually, it was like a one-day Priscilla wormhole that I went in.
One day.
The movie. You know, it's like I got it out of my system. Yeah. I read and watched everything I could find out about Priscilla, Lisa Marie, and Riley. And then I was like, all right, I did it. But she was like, yeah, my mom was pretty hands-off. And I kind of just like partied with like Dakota Johnson and like Zoe Kravitz during the day. Like those are two of her best friends.
And I would love to hang out with those girls, but they would hate me.
But, oh, for sure.
They would hate me.
I don't know. They seem fun. They seem really fun.
Yeah, but I feel like I'd be a weird little oddity.
Well, yeah, because you don't have famous parents.
Yeah.
So.
That's
And then we have Bobby Brown, Whitney's husband.
Familiar.
And I want to kick him into the sun for this. Bobby Brown has a pretty bizarre sense of humor. While his wife, Whitney Houston, is publicly battling substance abuse near Atlanta, he reportedly left behind his lighter after a night of partying at the VIP lounge at Boston's Comedy Connection. When club owners found it, the inscription on it read, "Rehab is for quitters." Gross. And then also at the top, this is really cute. It's a seen and heard. Pam Anderson has a new best friend, Tammy Faye Messner. The odd couple has bonded over their illnesses. Tammy Faye has been there for Pam during her battle with hepatitis C, and now Pam is helping Tammy through her lung cancer diagnosis. I love Pamela, gushes Tammy Faye. She's me 30 years ago. Oh, bless.
Okay, that's who I want to hang out with.
Okay.
Because I actually think those are probably two of the sweetest individuals God ever created.
Oh, totally. I, like, wouldn't have to lie.
You know what? I remember in high school a friend telling me that due to her Hep C diagnosis that Pam was living on borrowed time, and that was almost 20 years ago.
And here she is looking great.
She looks so good.
Looking great, feeling great, fabulous, whatever.
Looking great, feeling great.
We have sort of their answer to Stars Are Just Like Us, but it's actually...
It's got a similarly silly name though, doesn't it?
It's in touch with their real sides.
Okay.
Okay. And most of them are really stupid, but I did just want to call attention to even stars have to wait for their luggage. And they've got Matthew Perry next to two civilians who just got caught in the crossfire, and this lady has the silliest hair. God bless her. She got the Target lady hair where it looks
like Kathy Geist.
It does.
She's actually got Nora Ephron face, which good for her, but like, that is Kathy Geist hair.
It's so unfortunate.
Matthew Perry looks so pissed too.
He does.
These are two of the most normal individuals I've ever seen in my life.
I know, and I'm like,
these are like, this is real America.
They didn't ask for
this. And then there's Matthew Perry.
Right. Goofy.
Boy, I love that.
I know. It's like, this is the real America.
He's in Vegas, too, right?
Yes.
There's McCarran.
Who is doing Bravo Celebrity Poker Showdown.
That's where every kind of person goes.
You
want to see America, you go to Vegas for a weekend.
I bet, girl.
I love it. Can we please go together?
Sure.
Because I think that...
Parker's, like, not into it. He does not. He's, like,
first of all,
interest.
You need to make some assurances to Parker. I had a contract with myself that I did honor with regards to my blackjack dealings.
Oh,
which
I'm
was...
not even that interested in gambling.
No, you will be.
I kind of just want to go to some pensaries and then drink some $25 cocktails and
watch
the show.
Here's the thing about gambling is that your drinks end up being free. The drinks are free when you're playing at the tables.
But they're like not good drinks though, are they?
Oh, I had pretty good drinks.
Okay.
But the deal that I made with myself was that I could play $100 a day.
Okay.
If I was up, I was up. I did not apply that to the next day.
Okay.
And
that's
then I was
healthy.
Not allowed to go to the ATM.
Did you do slots or what?
No, I only did blackjack.
Blackjack.
I
okay.
love blackjack.
Okay. Well, I think that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Okay. We have, one bitchy quote that I wanted to address really quickly, and I meant to do this during the fashion segment, but I forgot. Stefano Gabbana of Dolce & Gabbana.
Okay.
Said the following about hot and rich Catherine Zeta-Jones. What style does she have? She doesn't bring any personality or individuality to what she wears.
Why would you go after her like that? She never claimed to be, like, a fashionista.
She just claimed to be elegant.
And she is elegant. And first of all, she's Welsh.
Lee Stanger Hopkins' cousin alone.
From behind the plate here.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Like, have you seen photos of her before she was famous?
She's Welsh.
Like, she hadn't... I mean, I think
Is that not the Alabama of the Isles?
Right. I think she had some work done, and it was tasteful work, and good for her.
When people get tasteful work done, what that tells me is that they have an aesthetic intelligence that
they
is...
They deserve it.
That they deserve it. Okay. Sonia.
Right. Oh, my God. Sonia's facelift.
Dorit built a face from scratch.
Yeah. She did.
From scratch, and a baby.
And a good one.
And you know what? People want to laugh at Kyle Richards because we saw that nose change in real time.
It's a good nose.
She picked a good nose.
She did. Yeah. It's, you know, got to pick the right doctor.
Erica Jane picked a good face.
She did. I love Erica Jane.
Okay, Lisa, well, I'm praying for you and the filler girl.
I would now like to read you your horoscope.
Thank you.
For this week, 20 years ago. Taurus. When you identify the reasons behind your point of view, you may find that they have lost their resonance. The time may have arrived to revamp your agenda with regards to the bigger picture. The sooner you do it, the sooner you can relax again. And your lucky day is Monday.
Read that back to me one more time.
Okay. When you identify the reasons behind your point of view, you may find they've lost their resonance. Mm-hmm. The time may have arrived to revamp your agenda with regards to the bigger picture. This is nothing.
No, but it means everything.
The sooner you do it, the sooner you can relax again. It's just saying, just sort of reevaluate your worldview, babe. Whole thing, top to bottom.
But fair. Because sometimes
you need that.
Sometimes I'm reading a book right now on, like, the origins and spread of Islam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'm like, I must learn everything about this. But then I'm also like, I'm not getting quizzed.
Right. You don't have to know everything.
Why?
Yeah.
Exactly. I think I'm the kind of girl that wore a Ramones t-shirt
mm-hmm.
in junior high,
mm-hmm.
waiting and frequently encountering the name three songs.
Right.
So when I say that I'm interested in something, I'm like expecting.
Right. Somebody to quiz.
A quiz!
Yeah. But it's not like that. In the real world.
Yeah. I'm going to stop reading this book.
Well, then do.
You don't have to. I'm going to.
If you get bored, just chuck it in the trash.
And I'm going to.
Okay, for me, you have a certain amount of self-pity. You go about in pity for yourself.
All the while a great wind carries you across.
That stops you from moving forward when it would be really good for you to do so. If you see yourself as amusing, you're headed in the right direction. Personal power rebounds this week. Use it wisely. Lucky color, black.
Whoa. Okay.
Whoa.
Hardly ever see you in black.
I almost never wear
almost
it.
Never. I don't feel, maybe this was true of you 20 years ago, but I've never known you to be a self-pitying individual.
I've not ever been.
So. And I think you do primarily find yourself guided by amusement.
Yeah, that's actually sort of my whole thing.
It's kind of your whole thing.
It's all very silly.
And you were an early adapter of...
You could be miserable or you could be a miss.
Yeah, that advice is maybe for the less self-actualized Gemini, but not you, babe.
Not for me, though. I'm that Pisces rising, though. I actually did see a girl on TikTok the other day that was like, you're not your sun sign. You're your rising sign.
And I
was
well,
like,
then y'all should pray for me because I am a Libra rising.
I'm praying now. Do you have anything else you'd like to say about this week in 2004 before I wish a happy birthday to our celebrity du jour?
I think that I might have been having my second period.
Ever? Wow.
At this time.
Incredible.
Yeah, I think I started my period.
I was about...
No. Well, I can't...
2004?
No, I'll text mom. You it was 03 or 04. I think 13. I think I was 13.
Yeah.
But then...
No, you would have not yet been 13.
Yes, and that is correct. Yeah. Yes, congratulations, second period.
Congratulations. It's not quite the same as your menarche, but it's close enough.
But, whoa, not a menarche!
Yeah. I was about to take my final AP tests, and I'd already gotten into college, and I had senioritis. Like, absolute whoa. And, like the rest of my high school graduating class, I was learning the dance to... Thriller, because
why
we were trying to have like a fun flash mob moment
for Nick Lachey.
There were also persistent rumors that Jessica Simpson was going to be joining him.
I feel like we must have talked about this on the podcast before, but do you all know that Nick Lachey played Lindsay's senior prom?
Yeah, in case you haven't heard this lore, a classmate of mine won the 17 magazine Rock Your Prom contest. And that meant that Nick Lachey got to come and perform three songs.
But it was like cheeky even
at the time, yeah, for sure. My computer is about to die, so that's me. It's telling us that it's time for us to call it.
We gotta go.
But before I do, I just really want to wish a heartfelt happy birthday to our girl, Emma Thompson.
Happy birthday, Emma Thompson.
Bye.
Veronica Clunes.